many years ago, there was an emperor so exceedingly fond of new clothes that he spent all his money on being well-dressed. He cared nothing about reviewing his soldiers.
Carry on.
Going to the theater?
Bravo! Ho-hum.
Or going for a ride in his carriage. Except to show off his new clothes.
Oh, Your Majesty, how magnificent!
Why, thank you. Thank you, dear people. They are fabulous.
Oh yeah. He had a coat for every hour of the day, and instead of saying, as one might, about any other ruler,
"The king's in council,"
here they always said,
"The emperor's in his dressing room."
In the great city where he lived, life was always gay. Every day, many strangers came to town, and among them one day came two swindlers. They let it be known they were weavers, and they said they could weave the most magnificent fabrics imaginable.
"Not only are our colors and patterns uncommonly fine, but clothes made of this cloth have a wonderful way of becoming invisible to anyone who is unfit for office."
Or who is unusually stupid.
Durak.
"Those would be just the clothes for me,"
thought the emperor.
"If I wore them, I would be able to discover which men in my empire are unfit for their posts. And I could tell the wise men from the fools." "Yes, I certainly must get some of that stuff woven for me right away."
Yes. "Certainly, Your Imperial Majesty."
"Immediately."
He paid the two swindlers a large sum of money to start work at once. They set up two looms and pretended to weave, though there was nothing on the looms. All the finest silk and the purest gold thread which they demanded went into their traveling bags. While they worked the empty looms far into the night.
"I'd like to know how those weavers are getting on with the cloth."
But he felt slightly uncomfortable when he remembered that those who were unfit for their position would not be able to see the fabric. It couldn't have been that he doubted himself, yet he thought,
"I'd rather send someone else to see how things are going. I'll send my honest old minister to the weavers."
"You rang, Imperial Majesty?"
"Yes, Minister. You'll be the best one to tell me how the material looks, for you're a sensible man and no one does their duty better."
"Of course, Majesty."
So the honest old minister went to the room where the two swindlers sat working away at their empty looms.
"Heaven help me, I can't see anything at all."
But he did not say so.
"Aha! Minister, welcome. Иди сюда, пожалуйста."
"Will not you be so kind to come in and approve the excellent pattern, the beautiful colors?"
They pointed to the empty loom. And the poor old minister stared as hard as he dared. He couldn't see anything because there was nothing to see.
"Heaven have mercy, can it be that I'm a fool? I would have never guessed it, but not a soul must know. Am I unfit to be the minister? It would never do to let on that I can't see the cloth."
"Do not hesitate to tell us what you think."
Oh, it's beautiful. It's enchanting. Such a pattern. What colors. How delighted I am with it.
We are pleased to hear that.
And they proceeded to name all the colors and to explain the intricate pattern. The old minister paid the closest attention so that he could tell it all to the emperor. And so he did. The swindlers at once asked for...
more money.
More silk.
More gold thread.
To get on with the weaving.
But it all went into their pockets. Not a thread went into the looms, though they worked at their weaving as hard as ever. The emperor presently sent another trustworthy official to see how the work progressed and how soon it would be ready. Looked and she looked, but as there was nothing to see in the looms, she couldn't see anything.
Is it not a beautiful piece of goods?
Oh, I know I'm not stupid, so it must be that I'm unworthy of my good office. Oh, that's strange. I mustn't let anyone find out, though. Oh, what beautiful colors and such an exquisite pattern.
Конечно.
To the emperor, she said...
it held me spellbound.
Spellbound, you say?
Spellbound.
And that's good?
Excellent, Your Excellency.
Excellent!
All the town was talking of this splendid cloth, and the emperor wanted to see it for himself while it was still in the looms. Followed by a band of chosen attendants, he set out to see the two swindlers.
Magnificent!
Just look, Your Majesty! What colors! What a design!
They pointed to the empty looms, each supposing that the others could see the stuff.
What's this? I can't see anything. This is terrible. Am I a fool? Am I unfit to be the emperor? What a thing to happen to me, of all people! Oh! It's very pretty.
Oh, yes, yes, it is, yes.
It has my highest approval.
Oh, yes!
Nothing could make him say that he couldn't see anything. His whole retinue stared and stared. One saw no more than another, but they joined the emperor in exclaiming,
"Oh, it's very pretty."
And they advised him to wear clothes made of this wonderful cloth, especially for the great procession he was soon to lead.
Oh, magnificent! Oh, wonderful. Excellent!
Everyone did his best to seem well pleased. The emperor gave each of the swindlers a medal to wear.
Спасибо.
And the title of?
Imperial Weaver.
Oh, wonderful!
Before the procession, the swindlers sat up all night and burned more than 6 candles to show how busy they were finishing the emperor's new clothes.
This hard work is so tough.
Господи, хочешь водка?
They pretended to take the cloth off the loom. They made cuts in the air with huge scissors. And at last, they said...
Now! Emperor's new clothes are ready for him.
Then the emperor himself came with his retinue. And the swindlers each raised an arm as if they were holding something.
This is trousers.
Here, the coat.
This is mantle.
All of them are light as spider web. You would almost think you had nothing on.
But that's what makes it so fine.
Oh, yes, of course. Exactly, yes.
All the attendants agreed, though they could see nothing, for there was nothing to see.
If Imperial Majesty will condescend to take a clothes off.
Oh. We will put new ones on you here in front of Long Mirror.
Oh, all right.
The Emperor undressed. And the swindlers pretended to put his new clothes on him, one garment after another. They took him round the waist. And seemed to be fastening something.
This, your train.
I see.
And as the Emperor turned round and round before the looking glass.
Oh, how well your Majesty's new clothes look.
Aren't they becoming?
He heard on all sides.
Oh, the pattern is so perfect.
Then the Minister of Public Processions announced.
Your Majesty's canopy is waiting outside.
Well, I'm supposed to be ready. It is a remarkable fit, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes.
The attendants who were to carry his train stooped low and pretended to lift and hold it high. They didn't dare admit they had nothing to hold. So off went the Emperor, in procession, under his splendid canopy. Everyone in the streets and the windows said,
"Oh, how fine are the Emperor's new clothes!
Don't they fit him to perfection?
And see his long train!"
Oh, yes.
Nobody would confess that he couldn't see anything, for that would prove him either unfit for his position or a fool. No costume the Emperor had worn before was ever such a complete success.
But he hasn't got anything on.
Did you ever hear such innocent prattle?
Said the child's father.
He hasn't got anything on.
And then one person whispered to another.
He hasn't anything on. A child says he hasn't had anything on.
But he hasn't anything on.
The Emperor shivered, for he suspected they were right.
This procession has got to go on. Carry on!
And so, he rode
more proudly than ever
as his attendants held high the train that wasn't there at all.
До свидания.
Счастливо.